Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Specialty crop farmers in Minnesota could be eligible for money from the USDA. In Minnesota, specialty crops include some beans and peas and are generally sold for domestic use, but these farmers are seeing higher costs too. Kurt Blomgren is the state executive director of the USDA's Farm Service Agency.
To help them, with the economy as such, inputs have risen to some levels and fertilizer prices and that. It's given us assistance when we have low cycles in our market.
The USDA is making more than $1.6 billion available to specialty crop farmers around the country. A Russian national convicted in a deadly Minnesota crash is back in federal custody. The Department of Homeland Security says ICE arrested Georgi Gabiev on June 9th in New York. Gabiev pleaded guilty to criminal vehicular homicide in March of 2024 in a crash that killed Chippewa County truck driver Tim Tarnowski in western Minnesota. Investigators say Gabiev ran a stop sign while watching a YouTube video on an iPad, causing the collision. The Minnesota Department of Education says more than 715 summer meal sites are helping fill the gap when school cafeterias close for the season. Summer Food Service Coordinator Jordan Crane says families count on these programs.
Meals are served at these summer meal sites at no cost to kids under 18 and under and those that are over 18 with a mental or physical disability. They can come to these summer meal sites, receive a meal, whether that's a breakfast, a lunch, maybe even a snack or a supper.
More info can be found on the State Department of Education's website. Governor Walz is overseas taking part in the Austrian World Summit in Vienna to discuss climate change and renewable energy. The governor was asked about his approach when the Canadian wildfires threatened Minnesota.
You can't escape the impact. And while there are folks that think those borders are going to stop that pollution from coming across, it didn't really care that it was Canadian wildfires. It became our issue, too, and I think that's the way it has to be approached.
In other headlines, a 20-year-old man is jailed after a shooting in Duluth late last night. Police say shots were fired into a home after a party got out of control, injuring a woman in the arm. Her injuries are not life-threatening. The suspect, identified as Isaac Brenny, was later arrested and is being held pending charges. Minnesota landowners can now apply for grant funding to help reforest land previously used for agriculture. DNR Forestry Incentives Coordinator Jennifer Teagarden says private landowners can get up to a 75% reimbursement for tree planting costs.
The Field to Forest program is one way to meet a statewide goal to replant 1 million acres of forest land by spring of 2027. Our goal is to plant 1,500 acres.
Visit the DNR website for more information on the program. And the nation's largest clay target shooting event continues in Alexandria today, where hundreds of students are competing for a state title. Organizers say months of prep go into the 9-day tournament, including setting up dozens of vendors and supplying nearly a million targets. The event highlights the sport's growing popularity among Minnesota high schoolers. This is MNN.